please tell us what sickle cell disease is?
Sickle cell disease is a disease that is inherited. It affects the red blood cells, which are the cells that carry oxygen throughout the body. And what happens when a baby is born with sickle cell disease, if they get dehydrated, if they get too cold, if their oxygen levels in their blood drop, the red blood cells change from the usual donut-shaped cell into a C-sickle-shaped cell, and then that sickled cell gets trapped in the blood vessels, and it can cause a myriad of different complications. Pain is the most common complication, but it can also cause strokes, can cause eye damage, lung damage, bone damage. Thankfully, every baby who's born in the United States, regardless of ethnic background, is screened for sickle cell disease. So sickle cell is diagnosed very early in life in infants who are born in the United States.
It's been commonly believed that sickle cell disease is prevalent among African Americans. Is that still the case today?
African Americans are the most common ethnicity who are affected by sickle cell in the United States, but it certainly can affect any ethnic group, with Latinx and Caucasian patients certainly being present in the United States, and that's why every baby who's born in the U.S. is screened for sickle cell disease.
A new grant will help fund the Indiana Sickle Cell Data Collection Project. How did that come about?
So Indiana was, we participated in what was called a capacity building program through the CDC in 2019 into 2020. And that provided us with the tools to actually do surveillance for sickle cell, which is a public health type project where we're trying to identify where patients, where people with sickle cell live throughout the state. And because of our performance in that grant project, as well as the resources that we have here in Indiana and the partnerships that we've developed, we were again selected for actually doing the surveillance work, which will take place over the next 3 years in conjunction with the CDC.
What factor or factors identified Indiana as an ideal place to provide this grant to study more about sickle cell disease?
Well, I think because of the public health infrastructure that we have in Indiana, with the Regenstrief Institute, with the Indiana Department of Health, and then also with the network of community-based organizations in Indiana who focus on sickle cell disease. We have one in central Indiana called the Martin Center Sickle Cell Initiative. There's one in South Bend for the northern third of Indiana called the North Central Indiana Sickle Cell Initiative. And then one for the southern third of Indiana called Secure Networks. And all of those partnerships have really, really strengthened the application and showed the CDC that Indiana is serious about taking care of people with sickle cell disease, and we really want to improve the care that we're delivering throughout the state.